four men were in a hospital waiting room because their wives were giving birth. And the nurse came out to the first guy and said, "Sir, congratulations, you have twins." And he said, "Wow, that's really funny because I work for the Minnesota Twins." And the nurse came out to the second guy and said, "Hey, congratulations, you have triplets." He goes, "Wow, that's really weird. I work for 3M. And then the nurse came out to the third guy and said, "Congratulations, you have quadruplets." And he goes, "Wow, I work for the Four Seasons Hotel." And then the third guy just goes, "Oh my gosh," and throws his head back. He goes, "I work for 7-Up. Today we're going to be talking about fathers. And so what makes a good father? And I want you guys to give me some responses to this. What makes a good father? One that's around, okay? One that sets a good example, has a devotion to their family, one that cares, unconditional love, someone who will play with their kids and enjoy their kids. Yeah. I asked my Facebook friends the same question, and they said some of the same things that you said. A man who's present, someone who's willing to guide the children, not only in the fun stuff, but also the hard stuff. Leads by God's will and models what that's like. Spending time with your children, unconditional love, leading by example. Loves God, loves their mom, provides for the family. This person says tells them bad dad jokes. Commitment to family, unconditional love, sets the example. Teaching about the love that God gives to us, unconditional love. One person said a dad who isn't afraid to take them to killer rock concerts. Setting a good example, treating spouse with dignity, consistent Christian example. One person said, one who always takes the fried chicken back first so you can always have the breast. That was Bruce's there. And then one that demonstrates love and discipline. And many of these things are addressed specifically in Scripture. There's some specific places in Scripture where it gives instructions to fathers. Deuteronomy 6, 4-9 is one of those places. It says, "Listen, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. And you must commit yourself wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road and when you are going to bed and when you are getting up. Teach these things to scriptures. Teach the scriptures to your children. Then husbands are told to love their wives as God loves the church." Ephesians 5 says, "Husbands, this means loves your wives just as Christ loves the church. He gave up his life for her." So these are similar things than what we've said. But these characteristics of human fathers that we look for and that we admire, being present, being honest, being with us, being willing to spend time with us, are also characteristics that apply to God the Father. God is always with us. He says in Joshua 1:9, "This is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." God the Father is also said to be fair and just. In Malachi 3:17-18, he says, "They will be my people, says the Lord of heaven's armies. On the day when I act in judgment, they will be my own special treasure. I will spare them as a father spares an obedient child. Then you will again see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not." Scripture tells us that God disciplines us like a father disciplines his child. Proverbs 3:12, "For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights." In addition, God says that he fights for you. He fights for you. "But I said to you, don't be shocked or afraid of them. The Lord your God is going ahead of you. He will fight for you just as you saw him do in Egypt, and how you saw the Lord your God cared for you along the way as you traveled through the wilderness. Just as a father cares for his child, now he has brought you to this place." The point that I want you to remember and take home with you today is that fathers, human fathers, will fail you, but God the Father will free you. In the movie, we see that Bart's father is abusive and is takes his anger out on his child and out on his wife. And we know that God is not like that. If you suffered with an abusive father, it can be hard, I know, to recognize that God is your father. But we have to know that God is not like our human fathers. He is the ultimate father. He provides love. He provides caring. He provides a place to be loved and trusted. Our human fathers will fail us, but God the Father will free us. No one can be the perfect father. As I was thinking about fatherhood, I have two kids, of course, most of you know that. And I'm thinking, I'm the perfect father, right? I don't think any father ever thinks that. Because we think about the way we talk to our kids sometimes. We see, you know, the poking. Cameron likes to poke me, and just for no reason, just poke me. And so most of the time, I'm fine with the poking. I'll just poke her back, ha ha. But, you know, sometimes the poking just gets to the limit. Like, poke me one more time. Just, you know, just do it and see what happens. Okay? So it's not always this perfect father picture. Okay? At anyone's house, if you saw anyone's house all the time, it wouldn't be the perfect father, the perfect example. We went to Taco Bell the other day and went through the drive-thru and here in Hayes. And I've talked about this before, but that Taco Bell drive-thru in Hayes has got to be the slowest drive-thru in the history of humankind. And yet I still go. I don't know why. Okay, so we got in the drive-thru and we get our food finally. It's been about 10 hours at this point that we've been waiting. And we go through our food before we pull away from the window, because that's what else we've learned about Taco Bell and really about any fast food. You check your food before you pull away from the window, right? So Lori, I hand the bag to Lori. She's in the passenger seat. She goes through it, and we're missing Cameron's cheesy roll-up. So I turn back to the window, and of course the window's closed at this point because they think they're done with us. So I'm waving at them, hey, hey, hey. I say, we're missing our cheesy roll-up. And so he turns to the guy in the kitchen and says, they're missing their cheesy roll-up. And I can hear the guy in the kitchen say, no, they're not, I made that. Like, okay, what's going to happen now? So the guy turns to me and says, no, they made that, it's in your bag. So I pull the bag out, I show him, I'm moving things around, I'm saying, no, it's really not in the bag. And he goes, it's not in the bag. He tells the guy in the kitchen. He goes, it should be in a yellow wrapper. I'm like, it's not in the bag. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, are you thinking that I'm trying to steal an 89-cent cheesy roll-up from Taco Bell? And so he's like, it's in the bag. It's this color. And finally, I just turn to him and I say, give me my damn cheesy roll-up. Now, that, in church, yeah, well, I thought about saying beep instead of saying that, but then I thought, no, you guys are going to think way worse of me. But, so, the guy looked at me, and he said, okay, and I got my cheesy roll-up, took a few minutes, but I still got it, but the car, of course, at this point is silent. I mean, no one is saying a word. Lori's staring straight ahead, not making eye contact. And the kids are just like in shock, like, what has happened to Dad? And so we pull away and that's not the greatest dad moment, right? That's not the best example of how a Christian is supposed to act, right? And so, of course, now we laugh about it because it's enough time has passed. But it's one of those times where I did not live up to my calling as being the type of man that I need to be. Right? That's not the way that you want your pastor going around cussing at different drive-thru windows. You know, that's not, you know, no, you don't feel better. Yes. Okay. And then I gave him a card to come to Hayes Christian Church. But we all have those moments, don't we? And we all have those moments, and that's when our humanness comes out. And as a father, we fail as a father. But when we fail as a father, God the Father frees us. If I was to point to my kids and say, look at me, this is how you're going to get your spirituality, this is how you're going to follow Christ, I'm setting them up for failure. Because every single one of us is going to fall short of the mark. And so as a father, I have to say, you've got to look past Taco Bell, and you've got to look to the Father. Because God is not going to fail you. God is not going to lose it at Taco Bell. Okay? God is going to love you unconditionally, and God loves you more than even I could love you. And I would argue I love you more than anyone else in the world. But God loves you even more. And so when I fail you, because I will fail you, you need to have your faith not in me, not in your mom, not in anyone else, but only in God. In the story, Bart's dad is abusive and he comes to know Christ. And you see a transformation in him. And he doesn't become perfect overnight, but the Holy Spirit gets in him and transforms him to become more like the Father that he should be. And that's the power of the gospel. The power of the gospel has the power to change someone from the inside and to make us into more of the people that God wants us to be. But knowing that can put a little pressure on you, right? Like, I'm supposed to live like this. And you look in the scriptures and you see all these examples of all these things that we're supposed to do and these lists and these rules. And if you're like me, you kind of get weighted down at times. Like, oh my gosh, I can't do one more thing. And that's where I could preach a sermon today on 5 ways to be a better father. And some of you are like, well, I'm a lady. but you know, the point is, that might be good for you, and that could give you some tips, but it also could weigh you down, right? Because, oh my gosh, 5 more things that I have to do. And that's where that word free comes in. Because the power of the gospel is not just to save you from hell. That's an important power, and we want to be saved from hell. But the power of Jesus living in your life is that he also saves you now from the devil's attack. He saves you from the shame. He saves you from the guilt. He saves you from the arrows being thrown at you, maybe by people that you thought loved you. And the devil will come in and he will say, you're not worthy. You are a failure as a father. You are a failure as a mother. You are a failure as a human being. And Jesus comes in and says, no, I have paid the price for my child. Take those attacks and I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Jesus says, you are valued as a child of God. And so no matter what these outside influences are telling you, nothing you do is going to change the way that God loves you. Because God loves you infinitely, no matter what. And so instead of being burdened with the Pharisees' legalism, we can rejoice in the fact that God says, love God and love your neighbor. Those are the most important commands. And Jesus says, he loves you, and he loves you as you are. And so when we see failure, God sees freedom. When we reach out and when we trust him and when we love him and when we serve him, we are a mess, right? If we look at our lives, we're just a mess. We sin all the time. We start out the day sometimes, and the first thing that pops in your mind, you started with sin. But Jesus is there saying, follow me, serve me, love me, because I love you. And you don't have to go through this life by yourself, because I'm always with you. And he sent the Holy Spirit to be our advocate, to be with us. And so by trusting in that fact that God is with us, we can be free from that guilt. We can be free from that shame. And that's why it's so important that when we have children in our lives, whether we're aunts, uncles, mothers, fathers, grandmas, grandpas, that we point our children toward the one Father who will not fail them, and that is God. Because God loved us so much that he sent Jesus down to die on the cross for our sins. And what greater love is that than to sacrifice your son for the sake of you, for the sake of me, and for the sake of our children? Fathers will fail us, but God the Father will free us.
You've been listening to Pastor Kevin Daniels at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the donate button, or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111 Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.